Last week, we heard an argument that the United Nations Security Council is the wrong place to look for legitimacy before a military action, though the UN is excellent with humanitarian and redevelopment projects after a war. Now we hear the opposite view from commentator Peter Gershwin. He believes Security Council agreement is essential to legitimize an attack on Iraq.
Sovereign states are making their voices heard precisely where they were intended to, at the United Nations. Yet the French have been singled out for holding out on the U.S. plan to attack Iraq. From members of Congress to editorial pages across the country, Americans are seething at France for what they believe is ingratitude toward the United States, who came to their rescue in both world wars. Yet at the UN last Friday, French Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin was greeted with exuberant applause when he said, "In this temple of the United Nations, we are the guardians of an ideal, the guardians of a conscience. France does not forget and is very aware of all it owes to freedom fighters who came from America and elsewhere." The French argue that if America attacks Iraq without consensus, it will be a victory for the law of the strongest. And they are right. President Bush has put U.S. prestige squarely on the line by announcing that America is prepared to lead an attack on Iraq. In doing so, his message is that, because we are able to, the enormous military might of the United States will overrule the collective common sense of the United Nations. But let us not forget that the overriding goal in the 1945 charter that created the United Nations was to maintain world peace. President John F. Kennedy called the United Nations our last best hope in an age where the instruments of war have far outpaced the instruments of peace. President Kennedy could not have known just how pivotal the UN would soon become. In 1962, in a moment that astounded the United Nations and the world, U.S. Ambassador Adlai Stevenson confronted his Russian counterpart with incontrovertible evidence of Soviet missiles in Cuba, only 90 miles away from American soil. By using a naval blockade and shrewd negotiation, President Kennedy rid Cuba of weapons of mass destruction and prevented a nuclear holocaust. 40 years later, the United Nations is making itself a force to be reckoned with. Three nations on the Security Council, France, Russia, and China, have told the United States and Britain that before any bombs fall on Baghdad, there must be consensus that war has become the only option. Just as a hung jury does not make the legal system irrelevant, the lack of consensus on the Security Council does not make the UN irrelevant. If a juror does not believe the prosecution's case, should that juror vote for conviction just so she does not feel alone? As we have learned throughout history, war tends to offer ugly surprises. Our involvement in Vietnam was not supposed to take so many years, kill 58,000 Americans and countless innocent civilians. And Kennedy had no idea that had he sent American soldiers to Cuba, they would have been met by some 40,000 Soviet troops. Perhaps it is the potential for grave error and enormous casualties that weigh heavily on the minds of the Security Council as they explore this last exit on the road to war.
Peter Gershwin is an international fellow at Yale University.